Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, great to be with you. Happy Monday. Monday. Americans are checking out, going on vacation this summer, or trying to. U.S. workers last year gave up 33% of their vacation time. This summer, though, they're saying 79% of professionals are going to use more vacation days in 2021. 46% say they're going to take a longer vacation than in past years. 61% say they plan to check in at least once a day with work, but 82% say it'll be less contact than on past vacations. The question, of course, is since people have been remote and working on Zoom, they've been doing a lot of working vacations. They haven't actually taken time to shut down the Zoom and actually just be on vacation. So that may be changing now. It may be changing. There was one person interviewed who said it was freeing to actually disconnect from work. It allowed me to fully unplug and be able to focus on my family and the conversation around me. From this point on, I will always turn off my email completely when I'm on vacation. I think it is essential to go on vacation and unplug. I really do. I think it's essential to do that. It's the problem of working on vacation is that you're still working, so your mind doesn't get to, in any way, shape, or form, get away from it at all. But a lot of people, what they did was they rented places down the shore, even in Hawaii, and they were working from these places, and they were trying to do like mini vacations here and there. But that's not really the thing. I think what you got to do, you got to just get there and turn it off and be all in on your vacation and your family. The question, though, is can people do that? Can you do it? Can you actually do it? Because a big problem they're finding is burnout right now. Burnout in America is huge. And you've heard the people talk about how this is the great resignation going on in our country right now, where people are just, see ya, I'm done, I'm out. Some people are starting their own jobs. Some people are starting consulting. Some people are just going to work for different employers. The great resignation. And a lot of that, they say, is fueled by burnout between COVID and lockdowns and their kids being home and having to deal with nonstop Zoom meetings and nonstop work that never, and I mean nonstop, like constantly with meetings and emails and everything else, because they knew you were home. They knew you were there. People have been burnt out and they've said, I'm done. So what a lot of people have been recommending is go on vacation. Go on vacation and literally check out. Can you do that, though? Can you go and just check out and just be present on your vacation?
Not if you have to do laundry.
You consider that work?
Yes.
Really?
So that's why when you talk about oceanfront, right, in Cape May, the thing about it is, all I think of, even a vacation, like renting a place down the shore, let's say.
Yeah.
You still, for women, like you especially, but for parents in general, you're just doing so much more. You're the lunch person. You're the laundry. But I just feel like moms, that's why moms are at their wit's end, because they need a break from all of the, I mean, the laundry loads.
You need a break from your children.
Well, I don't know. I think people want to spend some quality time with their kids and with their husband or whatever, but not, I think the stress level is just those everyday tasks that you're doing quadruple of, whatever they may be.
So you'd want a vacation that also included laundry.
No laundry, no dishes.
No, but I mean, like, they'll do the laundry for you on vacation. That's what you want.
Yes. So in other words, if you're, a lot of people are saying, oh, they're renting places. Like when you talk about the, you know, the places where you might rent a house or, you know what I mean, down the shore or wherever in the Poconos. But you still are doing, you're still cooking, you're still doing the dishes, you're still doing the laundry. I don't consider that a, quote, vacation.
All right. So how do you do a laundry-free vacation, though? How does that work?
Then you have to be at a hotel or a full-service place.
All right. So you want a full-service vacation. You don't have to cook and you don't have to do any cleaning or any.
Okay. Dishes, no laundry,
so basically, no cleaning. Like for you, it's an all-inclusive resort.
Yes. Or like a hotel. I'd rather have 3 days at like the oceanfront in Cape May than a house for a week in Ocean City. We have to bring all the sheets and towels. You lug everything down and then you're constantly, you're still doing everything you did at home. It's just in a different setting.
Interesting.
So how is that a vacation?
Now, but when you go on vacation, do you do any work?
No.
No. I mean, I guess in our jobs, it's easier because if you're not on the air, you're not on the air. But for a lot of people, that's the problem is they'll go for a couple days and then they'll pull up their laptop and do a Zoom meeting when they're down there.
Right. I mean, for us, I think we live and breathe the issues. So I think for any of us here, we don't consider like keeping track of the news or the latest as work because
I do.
We love it.
I do. Yeah, I got to check out.
I do too.
But
yeah,
you love
it. I
got
to check out. I do love it. But the problem is, though, is that it's like going down a rabbit hole. And if you start to go down that rabbit hole, you know what I mean? You wind up getting sucked in and then all of a sudden you want to tweet something about it. And then so I found just a blackout is better.
I can't do that. I still still have to keep track of like what's happening. But that to me is a spectator sport. Just to be a spectator, not to be involved on social media or anything like that.
All right. So what's the prediction now? Is the Delta variant going to keep offices from reopening in after Labor Day?
Yes.
You think so?
Depends on what state you're in.
All right. Let's take our state since we're here. Let's take Pennsylvania. This Philly, Jersey, let's take our area. This, the Delaware region, the Delaware Valley, greater Philadelphia region. Are we going to see a delay in office reopenings because Delta?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. What are you basing that on, Stocker?
I'm basing it on the fact that already
insider corporate information.
we're already starting with the masks back in the office. And I think that you're going to get more employees who are going to be more hesitant to come in because of the so that's going to cause companies to say, well, then we can't mandate it, so it's voluntary, and then voluntary becomes, well, you know, I'm not really going to come in every day. You know what I mean? So I think that it's going to be like a ripple effect, and I think we're starting to see it now.
And by the way, you got to say now because Delta. Yeah, they used to say because COVID. Now you go because Delta.
But I. You know, here's the thing. I think it goes with this. What's the number one issue that Democrats have gone on and won on and also could capitalize upon certain mail-in ballots, this sort of thing? COVID. So if they keep COVID alive, whether it's Delta or whatever, that is a win-win category for blue states.
No question about it. But how does that affect a corporation? How does a corporation then say, you coming back or not? Because Delta, you coming back after Labor Day or not coming back? What do you think? I mean, what happens?
I think that corporations have to abide by city laws and city rules, but I think corporations will do their best to have people come back. Let's look at the NFL. Let's look at that memo that we've talked about that was leaked that said, hey, football players, you don't get the vaccine. And you cause an outbreak and you're not vaccinated, you don't get paid. It hurts the draft pick. It hurts the team. I think that's the kind of thing we'll see corporations do, but they still have to operate within the laws.
Bill, what do you think? Are people coming back to the office after Labor Day or not?
I think they actually will, because I think my hope, and call me optimistic, I think it's going to be left to hopefully businesses and depending on what they can get in terms of information on their company's employees' vaccine rates. If it's a high rate, I think they'll be fine with coming into the office and allowing people into the office.
All right, so you think it's going to be based on the office and their vaccine rates?
Yeah, because here, for some to get back into the office, we've obviously been in the office the entire time because of our jobs, but for people in sales and stuff like that, they've had to provide vaccine proof.
Yeah, but the question I'm asking, though, is will the companies open up and let people come back in? Or will they say, now we're going to delay it because of Delta? I think you're missing the bigger point here. Everyone's missing the bigger point. for the companies, they don't want to deal with having people come to their office and get sick. They don't want to deal with the liability issues. They don't want to deal with it. Yeah. And if this can be another excuse for them to avoid having to pay rent or leases or anything like that, I think a lot of them will take it.
Well, you're bringing up,
jump on it.
You're bringing up the great point, because I know people who, what is it, JP Morgan, big companies that own a lot of buildings, own a lot of real estate, they have a motivation to get everybody back.
Yeah, exactly.
So it all comes down to money.
And they're saying, you come back. But a lot of other people that rent space, they're like, oh, well, because Delta, why don't you stay home for a couple more months? Maybe we'll wait. And then they're going, hey, can we kill that lease?
And then look at the millennials. So I know one woman, she's highly sought after. She's in her mid-30s. She works for a biggity-big corporation, and she bought a place in Cape May. She has a lot of money, expendable income, single. So she said, hey, if they make us come back, I'll just find another job.
Yeah, bingo. And that's the other thing, too, is that for a lot of these companies, if they start telling their people to come back, vaccinated or not, and then the people go, well, you could still get Delta with the vaccine, so I'm not coming back, I'll just quit and get another job. So there's that too. Yeah. I think I was very optimistic 3 weeks ago that after Labor Day everybody was going to be back. I am less optimistic today than I was then. That's where I am, Greg, on that, because if you had asked me 3 weeks ago, hey Rich, do you think people are coming back? I would have said, yeah, after Labor Day things going to be like, it's going to be like normal again.
Yep.
Everybody's going to be back. You'll see. Everybody's enjoying their summer now. But September 6th or whatever it is, the kids are back in school. Everyone's back at the office. Everything's fine. Unfortunately, I think Delta has changed that. I'm not saying it should have changed that. I don't agree that it should change it, but I just think that's the reality. I think based on all of this, unless it goes away in a couple weeks, like Gottlieb said it could, then I think you're going to see delays. Then companies will say, well, maybe October. And then what will happen is they'll get into the fall, and then they'll be, you know what I mean? And then the
holidays,
fall,
now it's going to be Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they'll be like, well, you know, the fall and the winter gets bad, so we'll wait till January 1. And then January 1's going to come, and they're going to go, well, we're in the middle of the winter of our discontent, so perhaps we'll wait till spring. That's what I fear happening right now. And what a difference from, again, if you had asked me 3 weeks ago, I would have said, Labor Day, everybody's back.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.